Today's message is entitled, The Value of Life. Identification of biblical and other references can be found in the print edition of this message. A time of deceit is leading one to believe what is false, with the youth and unlearned being primary targets. There is a misrepresentation of the truth, with partial truth statements being made to enhance acceptance of the untruths. It was noted that dishonesty will stare honesty out of countenance if there is anything to be got by it. Some disguise deceits, counterfeit truth so perfectly that not to be taken in by them would be an error of judgment. We are venturing into a lost generation concept as the time of deceit plays into focus to enhance ungodly agenda being presented as healthy and nourishment for the fleshly desires of man. There is an erosion of godly values and a failure to promulgate the unadulterated or pure word of God to its fullness. There is an erosion of the past as entertaining ways of ungodliness are promoted through electronic means readily available in our modern day setting. There is a servability method of enhancement that erodes corrective instruction so readily needed, being outweighed by the mass availability of erroneous doctrine available to the public in general. There is an indoctrination of the youth at a young and teachable moment that would shape the future of a nation as ungodly venues gain in popularity. There is a downsizing of morality of ungodly ways being enhanced rather than condemned. The psalmist noted, there is no faithfulness or uprightness in their mouth. Their inward part is wickedness or destruction. Their throat is an open sepulcher or tomb. They flatter with their tongue. God's word identifies the frail ability of mankind in a future setting as if the words are penned in that generation. A time of deceit is when the corrective nature of God's word is taken for the lives of those who wallow in the ill-conceived ways of the ungodly. Unhindered by any reproof or attempt to correct or adjust one's thinking along godly lines. Apostle Paul gave a sense of how such should be accomplished. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth, that they may recover themselves or come to their senses out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at or to do his will. A time of deceit is when the truth is hidden in a flirtatious manner. One man noted, one may smile and smile and be a villain. A smile does not always represent the truth, rather enhances the believability of a lie. We are suffering from an attempt to present an agenda that would be the downfall of any nation. There is an attempt to dwarf capitalism with socialism, marketism, cousins of communism. There is an attempt to undermine a godly nation concept through acceptance of ungodly agenda being presented as wholesome and desirable. There is an attempt to introduce abortion as a woman's right, same-sex marriage, homosexuality, and transgenderism as a way of life in our modern-day culture. The tools of promotion include discredit family as institution, control of the schools to use as tools for promoting ungodly agenda, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography in books, magazines, motion pictures, and TV, infiltrate the press, gain control of key positions in government, radio, TV, and motion pictures, infiltrate the churches, and replace revealed religion with social religion. Job in the Old Testament defended his iniquity in saying, "You are a forger of lies. You are all physicians of no value. And of his truthfulness, my lips shall not speak wickedness, or my tongue utter deceit." Thank God for those who are willing and ready to walk uprightly before God. Jesus gave the difference. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the good evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account therefore in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Apostle Paul wrote, henceforth be no more children or immature believers, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, or by the sleight or trickery of men, a time of deceit, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Put off concerning the former conversation or conduct of the old man, pre-conversion days, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Glory be to God, that you may put on the new man after conversion, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. When one puts on Christ, they renounce their pre-conversion life and sins, are renewed in their mind, being constantly changed more and more in line with godly virtues, assuming a new nature or character with conduct or life in Christ. It is unfortunate such truth is being camouflaged to make way for worldly attributes rather than sanctification, being set apart to God, righteousness, doing what is right in the sight of God, and holiness, by which no man shall see the Lord. In a time of deceit, a Christian should shine forth as a bright light in the world of darkness, revealing the true nature of Christianity, not imposed agenda being promulgated as acceptable and desirable, rather than adherence with God's word. Apostle Paul wrote, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable or rational service. Be not conformed to this world, but you transform the knowing of your mind, you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It was noted that be not conformed to this world is to resist being poured into the mold of present-day thinking, value systems, and conduct of this world. Jesus said, you are believers, are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor or flavor, wherefore, by what shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but it cast out, be trodden to the foot of men. A time of deceit will alter the course of God as set for mankind, if allowed to take place. The prophet Jeremiah, in speaking the words of the Lord, noted, among my people are found wicked men. They lie in wait as he that sets snares. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen or grown rich. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked or incurably ill. Who can know it? There are many today who easily fit in the narrative that Jeremiah outlines, often unaware of the evilness that has been surfaced through them, thinking they are right and correct in their demeanor and way of life, with a goal to influence as many as possible to their way of thinking. Apostle Peter noted the characteristic of such. They walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness. Presumptuous are they and self-willed. They speak evil of things that they understand not, spots and blemishes, sporting themselves their own deceiving while they feast with you, having forsaken the right way and are gone astray. The psalmist David took a stand. He that works deceit shall not dwell in my house. He that tells lies shall not tarry or be established in my sight. It is unfortunate that rather than take a stand, many nations have succumbed to the demands of the ungodly or are helping pave the way for yet more ungodliness. We are seeing laws and rules made to accommodate the ungodliness that is rapidly becoming a reality in the land, rather than being speedily dealt with and crushed. David did not allow any maneuvering to infiltrate the land, entertain the lives of those promoting such a concept. We are witnessing a visual alignment through electronic means that elevate rather than diminish the productivity as such. Thank God for those recognized and attempt to stamp out such, but are far too few in comparison with those seeking to dominate mankind. It is as little David facing the giant Goliath. The psalmist noted, "These are the ungodly who prosper always at ease in the world. They increase in riches or abundance. A time of deceit is in making allowance for the things that would destroy one nation under God concept." An unknown author wrote, "Love America, could be any other nation, but love her wisely. Work hard to cure the faults and mistakes under which she labors. Work to bring her closer to the ideal as the real America. Do not leave her to be ruled by few who make it their business and profit to rule. She is yours." Another wrote of the things that would destroy us: politics without principles, pleasure without conscience, wealth without work, knowledge without character, business without morality, science without humanity, and worship without sacrifice. Voices of the past have been uttered towards the betterment of mankind, yet have been buried in obscurity by present-day promoting of the things that would destroy us. Abraham Lincoln, in a precarious time for the nation, uttered these words: "We have been the recipients of the choice of bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand that preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we vainly imagine, deceiving us our own hearts, that all these things are produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. Not only has America faltered, as well as other nations, through self-reliance rather than godly instruction, but have ventured into the pattern warned against. A time of deceit is being blinded to the need for a return to God's umbrella of protection and provision." Jesus described the characteristics of the time leading to the end of the age. He said there would be religious deception, political unrest, natural disasters, wars, and a persecution of believers in him. Apostle Peter noted, "The world that then was, pre-flood days of Noah, being overflowed with water, perished, but then the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserving the fire against her until the day of judgment and perpetration or destruction of ungodly men." He farther noted as to why it is yet to happen. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, destruction of the ungodly, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance." There are many floating on the concept of God is love, which is true, but the New Testament bears out that one is to serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is as a consuming fire. Today he is our Savior through Jesus Christ, but tomorrow our Judge. Scripture reveals it is appointed to men once to die, but after this the judgment. Apostle Paul spoke of those who had zeal but no righteousness in saying, "They being ignorant of God's righteousness are going about to establish their own righteousness, having not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God." It was noted that rather than seeking redemption or salvation in God's mercy through Christ, they pinned their hopes on their own religious achievement. Paul then noted, "If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart, glory be to God, that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the mouth man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation." Scripture reveals, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And Apostle John wrote, "He that believes on the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has everlasting life. And he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides or remains on him. May the Lord bless and keep you this day, is my prayer.